This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigland. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street by way of India? The Children's Television Workshop has built Sesame into a global brand over nearly half a century. It broadcasts in more than 145 countries and licenses everything from books to Elmo toys. Now in India, it's launched a franchise business of for-profit Sesame Street-branded schools. It plans to open 20 preschools by next spring and 380 within 5 years. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has this report, brought to you by the letters N and Y for New York.
This is the song, la 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 la.
Elmo's crooning is well known to American children, but if you grew up in, say, Mumbai, you're used to a different tune. The theme to Gully Gully Sim Sim, the Hindi version of Sesame Street. Beyond the show, Sesame has long worked with Indian educators to develop lesson plans and materials. So Sesame Workshop India managing director Sashwati Banerjee says her team is well equipped to succeed in selling a full preschool curriculum.
We thought it was the most logical extension.
For the right to use the brand and materials, franchisees will pay Sesame a fee and a cut of tuition revenue. That tuition starts at the equivalent of about $450 a year, no small sum in India. Private school franchises are big business there. There are hundreds. Well-off parents turn to them to escape poor public schools. Mike Johnny is the Indian-born, California-based VP of the consultancy Franchise India. He says the Sesame Street branding will stand out in a very competitive market.
I think it could be a great potential because it's a name that is recognized.
Banerjee knows she's on new turf for a storied brand, so she's choosing partners carefully. She says franchisees must buy into
the ethos and the values of Sesame as much as they're buying into the business.
And that Sesame ethos just might translate into a lucrative new emerging market business. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.